This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Shoemaker Crocs is suing another Colorado company. Crocs alleges trade secrets were stolen by a former Crocs employee. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Broomfield-based Crocs filed the lawsuit in federal court in Denver last week. It alleges Denver competitor Joybees is using stolen documents to develop, manufacture, and market knockoff footwear. The suit accuses Joybees CEO Kellen McCarville of stealing proprietary documents like marketing plans and customer lists when he left his job at Crocs in 2018, and also taking information about standards, specifications, and testing. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Food advocacy groups in Colorado Springs will host a community meeting tonight. KRCC's Jessica Duran reports a grocery store closure is impacting the southeastern part of the city.
The King Soopers on South Academy is closed indefinitely due to the recent discovery of asbestos. It leaves few grocery store options for residents in the area. Jesse Bustamante is a spokesperson for Food to Power, a group that focuses on food access and reducing waste.
It's an area that's been under-resourced for a very long time, and nothing good comes from making it even more under-resourced.
Some possible solutions under consideration include raising funding for existing food pantries and adding farmers markets in the area. Jessica Duran, KRCC News.
For now, King Soopers will offer free delivery from other stores in the city. A wellness center coming to Pueblo will offer a needle exchange program. That's after months of debate among city council members. Some representatives objected to the syringe exchange, but council voted this week to set aside nearly $1 million of federal COVID funding to support construction of the center. The facility is set to open early next year. You're listening to CPR News, and you can check out more news from around the state at cpr.org. It's 6:06.